Welcome back to Meteorology Matters. I'm your host, meteorologist Rob Jones. Before we get started, just a quick reminder to follow me on Instagram, meteorologist, on TikTok, TV meteorologist, and over on YouTube, follow Rob Jones Hurricane, where you can also find the Meteorology Matters podcast playlist. You know, we usually spend our time here talking about weather patterns and the like, but today we're going to explore something a little different. The unexpected connection between meteorology, water management, and some recent decisions made in Washington that could have big consequences for all of us.
Yeah, we're talking about decisions coming straight out of the Department of Government Efficiency, better known as DOGE. Their stated goal is to streamline government spending, which on the surface sounds reasonable enough. But when you start to look at how those actions are playing out, it raises some serious questions.
So break it down for me. What exactly is DOGE doing, and why are people so worried?
Well, one of their big initiatives is canceling federal office leases. They're shutting down hundreds of offices across the country. And at first glance, you might think, okay, less office space means less overhead. Sounds efficient, right? But here's the catch. A lot of those leases belong to agencies that are absolutely vital to managing our water resources.
Give me some examples. What agencies are we talking about?
One that comes to mind is the Bureau of Reclamation. They're the folks responsible for things like dams, reservoirs, and those intricate systems that deliver water to millions of people. DOGE is shutting down some of their key offices, including one in Boise, Idaho, that plays a crucial role in managing water supply in the drought-stricken American West.
Boise, Idaho. I know that area has been hit hard by drought in recent years. So if the Bureau of Reclamation is forced to relocate or downsize out of that region, what kind of impact did that have?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? And it's not just about logistics, it's about people. We're talking about skilled professionals with years of experience managing complex water systems. Losing those folks or disrupting their work could have serious consequences down the line.
I can see how that would be a problem. And on top of all this, I've heard there are major staff cuts happening at the Bureau of Reclamation. Is there any truth to that?
Oh, it's definitely true. DOGE has ordered a wave of firings and buyouts, resulting in a 10% staff reduction in California alone. And the rumors are swirling that this is just the tip of the iceberg, with some predicting cuts of up to 40%.
Wow, 40%. That's a huge number. What kind of positions are we talking about here?
We're not talking about administrative assistants or paper pushers. We're talking about the people who keep those dams and reservoirs running smoothly, the engineers who design and maintain those intricate water delivery systems, fish biology specialists who ensure that our water infrastructure doesn't harm delicate ecosystems. These are the folks with the hands-on expertise, the institutional knowledge that keeps everything running smoothly.
And you're saying that losing that expertise could have a real impact on our ability to manage water resources effectively.
Absolutely. It's like trying to perform surgery without a scalpel. You might have the best intentions in the world, but without the right tools and expertise, the outcome is likely to be less than ideal.
So how are people reacting to these cuts? Is there any pushback?
Oh, there's definitely pushback. A lot of folks are sounding the alarm bells, especially in places like California, where water is already a precious commodity.
I can imagine. In fact, I read that 14 water agencies in the Central Valley, which is responsible for delivering water to millions of Californians, sent a letter to the Interior Department expressing their deep concerns about the potential impact of these cuts.
Yeah, that letter was pretty strongly worded. They basically said that losing those employees at the Bureau of Reclamation could put the entire water delivery system at risk. They were particularly worried about the impact on aging infrastructure, which requires specialized knowledge to maintain.
That's a pretty stark warning. And I'm guessing this isn't just a California issue, right?
Right. The Bureau of Reclamation manages water infrastructure all across the West, including the Colorado River, which supplies water to over 40 million people in 7 states. That's a huge responsibility. And cutting back on the agency's staff and resources at a time when water is already scarce could have disastrous consequences.
So what's the bottom line here? What's the main concern with DOGE's approach?
The main concern is that they're prioritizing short-term cost savings over long-term sustainability. Yes, streamlining government operations can be a good thing, but you have to do it thoughtfully with a deep understanding of the potential consequences. In this case, I think there's a real risk that these cuts could backfire, leaving us with less resilient water systems and fewer experts to manage them. And, you know, it's not just about keeping the lights on and the water flowing. The Bureau of Reclamation is also responsible for some pretty crucial environmental work.
Right. I was just thinking about that. They play a big role in protecting endangered species and managing delicate ecosystems.
Exactly. They're involved in everything from restoring fish habitats to monitoring water quality to making sure that water projects don't have unintended consequences for the environment.
So you've got this agency that's already stretched thin, dealing with drought, aging infrastructure, and all these environmental concerns, and now you're cutting their staff and resources. It just seems like a recipe for disaster.
It's definitely a cause for concern. And it's not like you can just snap your fingers and replace the kind of expertise that the Bureau of Reclamation brings to the table.
Right. We're talking about people who have dedicated their careers to understanding these complex systems. They've got a wealth of knowledge that you can't just download from a website.
It's institutional knowledge. Years of experience dealing with specific watersheds, specific challenges, specific communities. You lose that, and it's a huge setback.
It's not just about managing the present, is it? They're also responsible for planning for the future, right?
Exactly. They conduct research, develop models, work with communities to prepare for changing conditions.
So weakening the agency now could hamper our ability to adapt to climate change population growth, all those long-term challenges.
Exactly. It's like neglecting the foundation of a house. Eventually, the cracks are going to start showing.
It seems pretty short-sighted to me. This focus on cutting costs in the short term could end up costing us much more in the long run.
That's the danger of approaching a complex system with a one-size-fits-all mentality. You can't just slash budgets across the board without considering the specific functions and expertise of the agencies involved.
And it's not like the Bureau of Reclamation is some bloated bureaucracy, right? I mean, they've already been operating with pretty tight budgets, haven't they?
That's right. They've been doing more with less for years, and further cuts could really push them to the breaking point.
So we might save a few million dollars today, but if those cuts compromise our ability to manage water resources effectively, the costs down the road could be astronomical.
Yeah, we're talking about potential water shortages, economic disruption, even conflicts over dwindling resources.
That's some pretty scary stuff.
Well,
so how do we shift the conversation? How do we make sure that water management remains a top priority, even in the face of budget constraints?
Well, I think it starts with recognizing that water is not just another commodity. It's essential for life. It's the foundation of our economy, our communities, our environment.
It's about connecting the dots between weather, climate, and water management.
Exactly. And it's about making sure that our elected officials understand those connections and the long-term risks of short-sighted budget cuts.
So it sounds like we need a more holistic approach to water management. One that takes into account the interconnectedness of things, the importance of long-term planning, and the crucial role of expertise.
I think that's a great way to put it. And that's something we need to keep in mind as we move forward.
You know, it's interesting. We talk a lot about the science of meteorology on this show. But this whole situation with the Bureau of Reclamation really highlights the human element of water management.
Yeah, at the end of the day, it's people who are making these decisions, managing these systems, responding to these challenges.
And it takes a special kind of expertise to do that effectively. You can't just plug some numbers into a computer and expect it to spit out the right answers.
Exactly. You need people who understand the nuances of these systems, the history, the interconnectedness, the potential unintended consequences of our actions.
People who can think critically and adapt to changing circumstances, who can see the big picture and make decisions that are in the best interest of everyone.
It's not just about science, it's about wisdom.
Judgment, experience.
And those are qualities that you can't just teach in a classroom. They're developed over years of hands-on experience, working with communities, navigating complex challenges, finding creative solutions.
So when we talk about supporting the Bureau of Reclamation, it's not just about funding. It's about valuing that expertise, creating an environment where those skills can flourish.
It's about recognizing that these folks are on the front lines of some of the most pressing challenges we face as a society, from climate change to population growth to dwindling water resources.
And it's about giving them the tools and resources they need to do their jobs effectively. So as we wrap up today's episode, I want to leave our listeners with a thought. What can you do to support the experts who are working to ensure a sustainable water future for all of us?
How can you become more informed about the challenges we face and the decisions being made that impact our water resources?
How can you advocate for policies that prioritize science expertise and long-term thinking?
These are questions we all need to be asking ourselves, because the future of water is the future of all of us.
Thanks for joining us on Meteorology Matters, and we'll see you next time.